Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Nurse Lynn Fisher of Washington County Public Health about pneumonia shots. Pneumonia shots are something that people should be aware of. I hear a lot of talk about elderly people getting them because they're more prone to bad bouts of pneumonia. What can you just tell me about pneumonia shots in general?
Right. Well, when I planned to come in and talk today, I appreciate this opportunity. I was thinking about adults and pneumonia. I thought that's probably what we would focus on. It's important to remember we never outgrow the need for vaccines. So a pneumonia vaccine is one of the vaccines adults can get. Back in 2014, it changed to a two-dose series. It always was just one dose for pneumonia shot, and you had it when you were 65 years or older. But then in 2014, the CDC changed that guidance, then they added another vaccine. And so there's been a little bit of confusion about which one you should have first, or should you have both, and certainly it warrants a discussion with your physician, your healthcare provider, but it is recommended to have both vaccines for anyone 65 years and older.
So someone my age, younger adult, can we still get pneumonia vaccines, or is it not recommended for someone?
It's not recommended. CDC isn't recommended. If you had other high-risk conditions, you could certainly talk to your physician about it. It may be an off-label use, so insurance may not pay for it, but it's generally 65 years and older. That group of people also tends to suffer more complications from influenza and leads to pneumonia. So it's really important for people. They're in that high-risk category for having complications of influenza and getting pneumonia.
Now, is there, you know, you think of flu season, is there a such thing as a pneumonia season, or is it pretty much any time you can get it?
I believe it is seen more in influenza season because that's often the complication of influenza. The Iowa Department of Public Health does track data on it. Pneumonia. It's not a reportable disease, so physicians don't have a mandate that they absolutely have to report pneumonia cases to the Iowa Department of Public Health. But the Iowa Department of Public Health still does track information about the cases of pneumonia in the state.
Okay, just out of curiosity, why don't they have to? Because they have to report things like influenza, right?
Influenza, no, is not reportable either. Okay. Right. So I'm not sure why those are not, because they're communicable. They certainly can be communicated, except that I do know that it would take a lot of our day, most of every day, if we had to track every influenza and pneumonia case. So it may not be, it's not feasible for probably most local health departments to spend that time of manpower tracking those cases. But I'm sure there are probably other reasons as well.
Now, pneumonia is a fairly serious respiratory disease. Is it more dangerous for elderly, and that's why they're recommended to get the shots?
Correct. And it's also more risk for complications in the very young as well, under five-year-olds. So that's right. That's why it is recommended for this specific age group.
Okay, but under five-year-olds should not be getting pneumonia shots.
Well, there is a pneumonia vaccine available that it helps, and it's the very same PCV13, Prevnar. Of course, it's a different dose, but that vaccine is given to children under five, and that prevents 13 strains of pneumonia that most of the time cause it's meningitis-related. That's the complication, but it also can be pneumonia as well, right.
Okay, is this something like flu shots that you should get it once a year, or is it like what sort of timetable should
right.
you be getting?
Right, we start now with someone who's never had a pneumonia shot. We'll start with the brand new pneumonia shot for adults, the Prevnar 13, or the conjugated vaccine, and then a year later you receive the older vaccine, the polysaccharide vaccine. So there's quite a bit of time frame in there, a year in between. If you've already started the other way and you had the older vaccine, then you would wait 6 months to a year to receive the new vaccine. So it's a little confusing. Okay. But it is best to have both.
Okay. But do you have to do, like, is it basically like one and then you're good for like 5-10 years?
Right, then you're good for a lifetime unless you have high-risk disorders or complications or high-risk conditions. And then your physician may have you receive another one in 10 years, 5 or 10 years.
I guess, is there anything else about pneumonia or pneumonia shots that you'd like to let people know about?
No, we've really covered the highlights. There are three other vaccines that adults should be thinking about getting, and one is the flu shot, and that is a yearly vaccine. Another shot is the shingles vaccine, 60 years and older, a shingles vaccine, and then the Tdap, or your tetanus boosters, every 10 years. So that's pretty much the main immunizations for adults, the main four. influenza, pneumonia, shingles, and tetanus.
Right. Shingles, can you get that at any time, or is that...
You can, and just because a person's had shingles once in the past, it means you still can get it again. It is possible. So that's, yes, for anyone 60 years and older, important to talk about that with their healthcare provider as well.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lynn Fisher. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.